Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome to another enlightening episode of Islamic Upbringing, where we dive deep into the essential aspects of nurturing your youth in line with Islamic teachings. In this program, our discussions are rooted in the guidance of the Holy Quran and the timeless wisdom of hadith from our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, and the insightful narratives of our noble imams. I'm glad to have with us today Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, a research scholar from the Seminary of Qom, who possesses a wealth of knowledge in both Islamic studies as well as psychology. So, Brother Liaqat Abbas, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, we have been talking about discontent and dissatisfaction in teens when it comes to appearance. So, Brother Liaqat, you told us in the previous episode some of the strategies how teens can be helping themselves. First of all, the problem lies in the social media world because they are so much comparing themselves and what social media has actually presented body image to them. They are they feel like this is something, this is perfection, and they need validation from every second person. So, like, how do we go ahead with these teens? You said some of the strategies, and I would want you to continue.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So I would start with a narration from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says, "Al-jamalu fil lisan wal-kamalu fil aql." The Imam says, beauty is found in the language, while perfection resides in the intellect.
Right.
So according to Imam Ali alayhi salam, this is something beautiful. Like, beauty is in one's tongue, or is in one's
speech.
Language, is in one's speech.
Yeah.
You see, you know, even there are social influencers who have good speech.
Right.
Like, who kind of
speak good.
When they speak, they are speakers.
Motivators.
Who are really good motivators.
Right.
Yeah. Like, maybe they don't care too much about how they look,
yeah,
or what skin tone they have,
right,
or they're not gonna change their skin tone, or maybe like their eye color or whatever. Yeah, what they concentrate, and of course it's amazing to listen to them. Yeah, example, there are few example scholars as well who, when they speak, it's like, it's, oh wow, this is such a nice speech. Oh, mashallah, such a nice insightful thing.
Right.
Example, if we see about Ayatullah Behjat itself, like, there are thousands and thousands and maybe like millions of people or hundreds of thousands of Shias inclined towards this noble personality. They are maraje. Okay, they didn't go through any kind of appearance,
right,
surgeries and
yeah,
stuff, but we see Shias inclined towards them.
Yes.
Example, they are, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also places a lot of nur or light in them, like inside them,
within them,
exactly. So, and of course kamal or perfection is in the intellect, like how intellect a person is. So persons should definitely ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him or her beauty in
right,
language, and of course perfection in the intellect. And of course I remember a story, or an incident I would say, of Hazrat Jaun alayhi salam on the day of Ashura, when he comes and seeks permission to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam
to engage in the battle.
Yeah, exactly. And he, of course, at the end of the day, he was granted permission, and he goes and he gets martyred. And the Imam, this is one of those shuhada where the Imam comes and he keeps his face, his cheek on the cheek of the Shaheed.
And
the Shaheed,
it's also important to note here, like, Imam gives him permission when he himself says, you are not giving me permission, maybe because of my appearance.
Yeah.
He says to Imam, because Imam says to him that, no, it's because like you have been serving.
Exactly, because he was so the slave of Hazrat Abu Zar Ghaffari. Yeah. And because he was a slave, so right. The Imam was a bit hesitant to give permission. But at the end of the day, after he's saying, is it because of my appearance? The Imam was like, no, not at all. And if you want to go to the battlefield, Bismillah, you can go. Like, he gives permission.
Yeah, and Imam actually mentions that you have been serving family for a very, very long time, because from Abu Zar he moves to Imam Ali, from Imam Ali to now Imam Hussain al-Islam, so he has been serving them for a very, very long time. So Imam Hussain al-Islam actually feels like he's already served a lot.
Yes.
He's already done a lot for us, and now it's like, now he wants to sacrifice his life as well. This is like too much.
Yeah.
But then John again, he says like, is it because of my appearance?
Indeed, it's so, so, so beautiful that like the Imam, regardless of what his color is, even like he keeps his cheek on the cheek of Hazrat John alayhi salam.
Yeah. We'll discuss more about this brave personality after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to Shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Rasiquna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing, and we were talking about one of the famous personalities of Ashura, that is Hazrat John alayhi salam, and he was dark in color. He was a slave, and he was actually from the African continent, and then he happens to be one of the martyrs in Karbala.
Yep.
And Imam puts his cheek on his cheek like he put his cheek on the cheek of Ali Akbar alayhi salam.
Yes, exactly. So even when Imam Sajjad alayhi salam comes to bury the bodies of the martyrs, he sees that there's a light which is shining bright from the body of Hazrat John alayhi salam.
Towards the skies.
And it's going towards the skies. And it is indeed like, of course, the du'as of Imam Hussain alayhi salam as well. And you know, if appearance is very important, then why would Imam keep his cheek on the cheek of John alayhi salam? So it's not appearance which is important. Just like he has kept his cheek on the cheek of his son Ali Akbar alayhi salam.
Yes.
So it's something else. It's not the surah, it's the seerah. It's not the appearance, it's the quality of the person which brought the Imam like towards him, towards the person. And to such an extent, like John was lying on the ground.
Right.
And Imam went towards the ground in order to lay his cheek upon the cheek of Hazrat John, which is something. It is really something. So you know, even amongst the families of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, we see the wife of Imam al-Rida alayhim salam being a Nigerian. The mother of Imam Jawad alayhi salam, the mother of the ninth Imam, was from the African continent, and her skin tone was dark in color. So, which is the reason Imam Jawad alayhi salam was not white like his father.
Right.
Imam Rida alayhi salam was fair; he was proper Arab, and Imam Jawad alayhi salam had curly hair, like you know, like even the Africans, a few Africans have curly hair and stuff. And his color was not too white; he was not too dark. He was like the kind of moderate brownish, wheatish color kind of thing. So, and that is okay. That is not a problem. He's the Imam. He is of the
quality to be Imam, right?
And this lady who is like, of course, the wife of Imam al-Rida alayhi salam. This noble lady got the opportunity to become the mother of an imam.
Right.
So it's actually the quality which brought her to this stage, you see. So indeed, it's not the appearance. So I would say the teen shouldn't go after these kind of very hollow structured people.
Yes.
They should definitely choose those people as role models who have a lot of power in them,
right.
positive vibes in them,
right.
who'll have a lot of things to learn from them. Indeed.
Right. Let's take a short break and continue the topic after a short break. يا مقضي
الخيرات The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said Raise your children to have three features Love for your Prophet Love for his household And reciting the Quran
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here with us in the studio, and we're discussing about dissatisfaction and discontentment. So you said, number one, our teens have to distance themselves from the social media thing.
Yes.
They have to take a break. Number two, they have to actually surround themselves with the good people
mm-hmm.
who are satisfied with themselves. Actually, this was the third point, the number two point that you said.
Focus on self-acceptance.
Yes, accept who you are, what you are, how you are, acknowledge yourself. And number three was same, the support, surrounding yourself with the good people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said us about introducing some of the role models, which tell us the stories that to be focusing on Sirah, not the Surah.
Exactly.
Focusing
and
on
also,
the... Yeah, something beyond appearance.
Yes, exactly. Like self-worth beyond appearance
right.
is very important. Like my worth is not my appearance, right? That's what is very important. Like, for those teens, still there are few people, they might be few people who still are behind appearance. You can get few teens, okay? Even after like minusing a lot of quantity amongst them, okay?
Still they have some.
There are people
obsessed
like,
with self-love.
Who are, yeah, exactly, who want to look really good. I would say them, look, for those who really want to look good, but they can't look good for any reason, like because they can't go through a lot of surgeries, because it's painful, because it's
costly.
Budgeted, yeah, costly, and many other reasons, of course, like maybe the parents are not going to support, whatever reason. I would say, look, the thing is, the appearance of the hereafter differs from the appearance of this world. So, if example, a person is looking... not too fair, not too black, example, is medium skin tone, and the eye color is just like any other eye color, it's black in color, hair is black in color, example, okay? But imagine if a person follows the steps of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, just like Joan, whose body was shining bright, okay? Because it was not his materialistic body, it's actually the heavenly body which was having a lot of power, which was overpowering the materialistic body. You know, we have a riwayah, we have a narration where a person or Shia is gonna see his hujjah of the time in his real appearance.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the time of Imam al-Rida alayhi salam, a person makes a wish or kind of last will to the Imam that when he is gonna die, the Imam should come to meet him.
All right.
So when this person was on his deathbed, he sees the Prophet coming. So he says, Assalamu alaikum ya Rasulullah. He sees
right.
the first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the second,
so
the third, fourth. And, you know, Imam al-Rida alayhi salam was there, present, like in his bodily form,
right.
the Hujjah, the proof of Allah on earth. And he says, Salam to Imam al-Rida alayhi salam, peace be upon you, O the son of the Prophet, O Imam al-Rida alayhi salam. As I see you in your original form, in your enlightened form.
All right.
So the Imam is in it. So other people are seeing the Imam in a bodily form.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, he's in a humanistic form. But he is like the imam, is shining bright.
Right.
You see? So if we kind of develop a quality in such a manner that our soul is enlightened, then we will see who we really are on
Allah
the day of judgment.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you us the, which is called as chashma basirat, yeah. Will give us eyes of basirat.
And the appearance is something
see
beautiful.
Things. Yes. Yeah, see things through. Sure. So, dear teens, be content with yourself. Do not compare yourself with these, I would say, artificial people. Be mature, act natural. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Brother Liaka. Thank you, dear listeners. You're listening to Iran Radio. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.